City Hall in recess, but Mission Bay restrooms reopen with an expiration date. The San Diego City Council remains in legislative recess through August 18th, with its next full meeting set for Monday, August 24th at 10 a.m. Committee work resumes sooner. The Public Safety Committee convenes August 19th at 2 p.m., followed by the Environment Committee on August 20th at 1 p.m. The most visible city action of the week was operational. Mayor Todd Gloria, Council President Joe LaCava, and Councilmember Jennifer Campbell announced Friday that all 13 previously closed Mission Bay Park restroom facilities had reopened, with funding secured through December 31st. The money comes from community project allocation reductions in Council Districts 1 and 2, combined with general fund capacity freed up by higher-than-expected state grant revenue. The December 31st end date is the detail most easily overlooked in the good news announcement. No confirmed funding mechanism exists for January 1st, 2027 and beyond, meaning the question of what happens to those 13 facilities will resurface before the year is out. At the county level, a $9.16 billion revised recommended budget has been released as the primary fiscal document heading into upcoming Board of Supervisors meetings. The revision followed public feedback and recommendations from the Chief Administrative Officer. Public comment on the county's proposed 2027 legislative program is also open. Following an August 10th launch, the board is slated to adopt the program on December 8th, 2026. Two other policy items took effect or are approaching key dates. A new e-bike age restriction under City Ordinance 0-2026-142 went into effect Wednesday, August 13th, barring children younger than 12 from riding Class 1, 2, or 3 e-bikes on city bike paths, roads, trails, parks, or the boardwalk. Citations are in a 60-day grace period through October 12th, after which fines begin. Separately, police are still searching for the suspect in a shooting near a pizza shop at 30th Street and University Avenue in North Park that injured two people around 2 a.m. Thursday, August 13th. No arrest had been announced as of Saturday morning.